Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Christian Ferry is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Blockstar, block-star.com. And Christian, one of the things you guys do is you work with ICOs, in initial coin offerings, as opposed to IPOs,
yeah, yeah.
initial public offerings, where people sell shares of stock in a company. People are now raising money through tokens, right, through coins that they make available that are called ICOs. There have been a lot of money raised like that, hasn't there?
Yeah, a lot, in the billions.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's a fundraising mechanism. Yeah, it's basically a way to fundraise. So remember back in the days, right, we had Kickstarter,
right.
Crowdfunding.
Right.
So you had a project, and you can fundraise and raise money by giving out, say, T-shirts or hats or dibs on
right.
products. ICOs is a similar kind. Instead of giving out, you know, the swags, you're giving out tokens. And these tokens give you rights, for example, accessing a platform or, you know, purchasing a product and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different kind, but has been extremely successful, and it's been done on the blockchain, right? It's a technology that powers this type of fundraising, makes possible people pitching money in.
Blockchain records who has given the money and who the token or the ICO has been given to, and so it's there in perpetuity. To memorialize that you've got a stake in this company.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a ledger. It's a public ledger,
right?
And it's immutable. So once you write on it, you can change
mm-hmm.
it. It's very hard to do it.
Which brings us to the trust part,
mm-hmm.
which is where some people have said blockchain is the future of trust and digital trust,
yep.
and that's been used a lot of different ways. So how? The ICO, though, but you know, I've written articles about this. We've covered crowdsourcing many times. You know, there are three kinds of crowdsourcing. One is the benevolent kind, where people donate money. Second is lending, and the third one is equity. When are ICOs equity? When do they actually? When does the token become a piece of the action, not just the joy of giving you some of my money?
Yeah, no, great questions. So we call those STOs. STOs are securitized token offerings.
Okay.
So they are just like a security. You have to register with in the United States with the SEC. There's different ways to do it. You can do a Reg A plus. You can do a Reg D 506B or 506C. And that's a financial instrument, just like equity
mm-hmm.
and stocks, and gives you access to dividends. So let's say a company is making, you know, generating revenue. If you're a token holder, you can now get paid dividends every quarter.
So if somebody wants you to invest in their company, if they're soliciting money from you and you say, what are you going to give me? And they say an ICO, then basically you're basically just being a benevolent benefactor, and maybe you'll get something on the other end. Maybe you won't, or it won't be. You'll have to decide if it's comparable to what you're giving. But an STO, if they say I'm going to launch an STO, that's when you know that they're looking for true investors who are going to put money up and expect a return.
Yeah, and I think you're bringing up a wonderful point here, is that STOs are still a new concept. So far we've seen people giving money in ICOs with the expectation. Basically, they're just speculating.
Right.
And the reason why that is even if you're not getting dividends, the price of the tokens, right, once you get the tokens, you can actually float it on exchanges,
huh.
right, on secondary market.
Right.
And the price of tokens also go up. So you buy, say, 25 cents, and the price goes up at $1. Now now you make 75%.
Right.
You make 75% of profit. So that's how people have been using ICOs.
Can ICOs be? Can they bring? Are they restricted? Can they? Can you dilute those? Can somebody dilute an ICO? Are they protected that way?
Yeah. They could potentially. They can always increase the supply of tokens.
Right.
So the community would not be very, very happy. And
I would think so.
In the blockchain and ICO world, the community really is the whole difference here. The community makes it
very interesting. Hey, Christian, I got to wrap it up. You've got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I've enjoyed having you on the show. You've given us some good information. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Shane. Thanks for having me.
Christian Ferry, ladies and gentlemen, block-star.com is his website. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.